Section 2, The New Deal. As you read, look for programs for the unemployed and poor. Retirement benefits for older Americans. What prevents flooding and generates electricity? How money deposited in banks is insured? Terms: New Deal, Civilian, Social Security Act. After his election, President Roosevelt asked Congress to set up several programs to help people during these hard times. Together, these programs were called the New Deal. Some of these programs are still in existence today. New Deal programs employed many jobless citizens. These workers built a large number of public buildings and parks during the Depression. Programs to create jobs. The Civilian Conservation Corps, CCC, was the first work program set up by Roosevelt. A civilian is a person who is not military. Young men between the ages of 18 and 25 could work with the CCC. They did such jobs as planting trees and building dams. CCC employees built some of Alabama's state parks. The Public Works Administration, PWA, provided jobs to thousands of unemployed people. These workers built highways, bridges, and dams. Another job creation program was the Works Progress Administration, WPA. Built in 1935, WPA workers built many schools and other public buildings in Alabama. The WPA also sponsored projects in the arts. Programs to improve lives. Two programs brought electricity to more areas of the state. The Rural Electrification Administration, REA, supplied electricity to farms and thousands of homes. Having electrical power made life easier for people in the country. They could finally have modern things such as radios and refrigerators. Congress set up the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, in 1933. TVA built dams on the Tennessee River. The dams were to stop floods and allow boats and barges to travel on the river. TVA projects brought electricity to this poor and rural part of the South. The soil in the area was worn out, and new industries were needed to provide jobs. But without electricity, factories would not come to the area. TVA helped the Tennessee River Valley by supplying low-cost electricity for houses and industries. It also provided jobs. Stopping soil erosion was another TVA project. The work of TVA improved living conditions for people. TVA is the largest public power company in the country. It generates electricity at 7 sites in Alabama. Financial safety nets. The Social Security Act, SSA, had several parts. One of its goals was to provide basic retirement benefits for older Americans. Another part was to give money to workers who had lost their jobs. The SSA also aided needy children. The states received grants to provide medical care for the poor. Social Security helped people who were disabled and unable to work. Many Social Security programs are still in effect today. These plans include retirement benefits and disability payments. Many banks went out of business during the Depression. People lost their savings. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, was an answer to the bank closings. The FDIC was set up to make banking safer. It protected people from losing money they had deposited in banks. The FDIC still insures the money people deposit in banks today. Look for the FDIC sign where your family banks. Effect of the New Deal. By the late 1930s, President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal programs were helping to lift the country out of the Depression. Roosevelt was reelected to the presidency in 1936, 1940, and 1944. He was the only U.S. president to be elected four times. It turned out that a war was in the future, and that war would finally end the Depression. Think it through. 1. What was President Roosevelt's group of programs called? 2. Which program provided retirement benefits and is still in force today? 3. Which program brought electricity to poor areas?